You know, the nice thing is you can get up and running pretty quick with these new, and you know, Ham VoIP always was very quick and effective. You just pretty much, you know, but it was written for one platform and one platform only, and, you know, so you just downloaded the image and you were up and running in no time, and All Starlink was a little bit more convoluted, but now All Star 3 is really nice. I mean, it's, you know, and it's multi-platform, so you can run it on just about anything. So, yeah, pretty cool. I'm a convert over to ASL3. There are things about Ham VoIP I still like, a few things, but there's almost nothing. It's the list of things you can't do with ASL3, that or there's nothing you can't do, but the things that, you know, I've only found one or two things that really matter that are either difficult or hard to do with ASL3. One of them is the Broadcastify feed. That's almost impossible to do with ASL3 right now. I wouldn't say it's impossible, but it's very difficult, throws a bunch of errors. They don't have it worked out. Hold on a sec. So what I do is I just create a Ham VoIP node, which does it perfectly and flawlessly. Little Pi, and that's its whole mission in life, just to supply Broadcastify. So let's see. If you look on the Mecca, you'll see there's a Broadcastify, like 1999 or 1995, I forget which private node it is, and that's all it does. Feeds Broadcastify.